The parable of the lost sheep. Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he spoke this parable to them, saying, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance." Luke chapter 15 verses 1-7. The parable of the lost coin. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle, and sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calls her friends and her neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost." Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. Luke chapter 15 verses 8-10. The parable of the prodigal son. And Jesus said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me.' And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. And I am not worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring forth the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat, and be merry. For this, my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found.' And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants, and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, 'Your brother is come, and thy father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound.' And he was angry, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out, and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, 'Lo, these many years do I serve you, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet you never gave me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son has come, which has devoured your living with harlots, you have killed for him the fatted calf.' And he said unto him, 'Son, you are ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry, and be glad. For this thy brother was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found.'" Luke chapter 15 verses 11-32. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus spoke these parables to confront the proud hearts of the religious elite and to reveal the depth of God's mercy toward the lost. In every story, Jesus shows us that the heart of heaven beats for the sinner who repents. The shepherd did not stay with the 99, he went out into the wilderness. The woman did not accept the loss, she turned her house upside down. The father did not scold his broken son, he ran to him, embraced him, and celebrated. This is what God is like. The father does not wait coldly for sinners to find their way back. He seeks. He restores. He rejoices. There is no indifference in heaven when one sinner repents, there is joy. But beware. The older brother in the final parable stood outside the celebration, unwilling to enter. He could not rejoice because he thought his faithfulness made him more deserving of love. Whoever you are, whether you've wandered far, or you've stayed near but grown proud, Jesus is calling. Come into the joy of the Father. Repent. Be restored. Rejoice.